celebrating the 2018 Global Essential Oils Convention and a warm welcome to Ganoussia Essential Oil Part 2. If you've been following my post and or are one of my oils e-newsletter subscribers, you've been getting updates on Young Living's 2018 International Essential Oils Convention Freedom. One of the most exciting aspects for this year is the ability for everyone to tune in virtually with a digital ticket. This weekend, I was able to catch the most important aspects of this celebration and this week. All the golden ticket holders will get access to the educational workshops. I just posted part one of this article, which included resources on the recap of this global event and various sources that provide an overview of all the new releases from the oily event of the year. With all the amazing new products, I have once again put the topics of hormonal health and my review on phototoxicity and ingestion on hold. Soon I will return to them, starting with the final review of the hormonal saga of sage essential oil and followed by the introduction of geranium oil. Both are already completed. I want to share with you what I've learned from research reviews and studies on these products. In this way, we can learn about the features of them and increase our knowledge of them to enhance our results with proper use. Please note that the studies from PubMed aren't specific for Young Living, but Young Living's products do contain them. I am starting with one of the most exciting releases for oilers, the new single oil, Ganoussia. Welcome, Ganoussia oil, a miraculous blend in a single oil. In part one, I reviewed the chemical constituents found in this uplifting, skin-supporting, respiratory-soothing, and muscle-relieving essential oil sourced from its pristine home of Australia. Due to its molecular makeup, Dr. Boucher proclaimed in his launch presentation that Ganoussia is a magical miracle of nature. He stated it was a single oil that was more characteristic of a blend because it contained constituents of some of the most popular therapeutic essential oils. It was as if the oil was like the Gary Young of oils that appeared for us from the other side. A unique composition gains experts' attention. On the webpage of Australian Botanical Products, the source of this oil in the same region, the uniqueness of this essential oil's compositions and uses is impressive. They quote how another of my favorite experts in essential oils, Dr. Daniel Penuel, is awed by Ganoussia. The post states, Ganoussia is closely related to the genus Calostomium, the bottle brushes, and also bears some similarity to the Melaleuca and Leptospermium. There are about 40 species occurring in all states and territories of Australia. One species also includes in New Zealand, Ganoussia erasistosis, with the common name of Ganoussia. Ganoussia is generally harvested as a small shrub with a forage harvester for distillation. Ganoussia essential oil has a unique composition with a high content of important sesquiterpene compounds. A typical analysis with major components follows alpha-pinene, 1-HCNOL, alpha-terpenol, bicyclic germanstein, globulol, veroflurdol, less than 1% of linalool, terpene-4-ol, citronol, aloamodorion, B-carophyllin, latiol, and spolufenol. Dr. Daniel Penuel, a renowned French physician who specializes in the therapeutic use of essential oils, gives high praise for Ganoussia essential oil. Dr. Penuel points out that the terms of composition, Ganoussia contains a large amount of alpha-pinene in comparison to 1-HCNOL, which is relatively rare in the plants of the Myrtaceae family. Most importantly, in Ganoussia, there are five different sesquiterpene compounds, which is quite unusual. Globulol, veridiofluorol, phalolunithol, luteol, and bicyclic germanstein. Please note, Young Living essential oils exceed verification of purity of other essential oil companies using their patented seed-to-seal guarantee and obsessive verification of quality much further beyond GCMS. This unusual constituent makeup of Ganoussia was verified in a contemporary introduction to essential oils, chemistry, biochemistry, and prospects for Australian agriculture in the 2015 article from Agriculture. In another website on Aromas Web, the authors reference other experts' agreement on the makeup of Ganoussia. Major constituents, alpha-pinene, 1-HCNOL, veridiofluorol, globulol, bicyclic germanstein, and alpha-terpenol. See essential oil safety for a complete list of constituents and percentages from the source oil. This was from a private communication between Robert Tisserand and Rodney Young. Note, please remember the differences in viewpoints on safety and usage with essential oils varies among aromatherapists depending on school of thought and the oils they use in their practice. What's in your bottle of Canusia essential oil? Below is a list of the compounds that Dr. Boucher stated are within this miraculous oil from Young Living, which is evidence of its true nature. I've provided some of the basic actions and cross-references to sources can be found within the links references. Alpha-pinene, a compound equated with pine species. It is a beneficial phytoside and is also found in sacred frankincense oil. 1-HT-neol, found in many eucalyptus oils. It is known to be supportive for respiratory and young lung health. Veridiafloral, a sesquiterpene found in neroli and peppermint. Sesquiterpenes have immune and neurological supporting properties. Bicyclic thimerosarine, a compound found in oregano and hyssop. This is another sesquiterpene. Although we can't always generalize the action of an essential oil based on its constituents alone, we can determine that some of these mechanisms will act in the body and synergize for even more harmonious effects. Summary on Canusia so far. With such an exquisite profile, it's no wonder that all essential oil science nerds are ecstatic by its release. The bottom line, pun intended, is that this single oil is unique in its mixture of some of the most well-studied compounds combined with rare, powerful components in relatively higher percentages than found in several beloved essential oils. Next week, we will learn more about what my research revealed regarding Canusia essential oil. I'll also review some of the benefits of this month's promotions that many will be getting, thanks to their convention purchases adding up to these freebies. Please make note of other updates from the convention if you're one of my essential oil subscribers. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with you soon.